From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. French actress Julie Delpy first beguiled American audiences in 1995 as the enigmatic French student in Richard Linklater's film Before Sunrise. Ever since, Delpy's enjoyed life on the outskirts of Hollywood, preferring indie projects where she can help shape her roles. She co-wrote the Oscar-nominated script for Linklater's sequel, Before Sunset, and has also begun directing her own projects. Julie Delpy's latest movie is called 2 Days in New York. She stars, directs, produces, and helped write the script. It's the story of a New York couple, writer Mingus, played by Chris Rock, and photographer Marion, played by Delpy.
I'm going to be 38. I'm fat. I'm a pain in the ass.
But you're French.
I have a kid. I'm struggling with incontinence. Okay, don't tell anyone. Can't even sneeze. But I'm doing my exercise, okay? I'm squeezing. Like right now, I'm squeezing. I'm squeezing all the time. Everywhere I go and I'm taking pictures, I'm squeezing all the time. Like right now, I'm squeezing. Squeezing, 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 squeezing. Okay, I'm letting go.
Hilarity ensues when Marion's French family drops in for the weekend. The movie works in part because Delpy's Marion is not like the women usually conjured up by Hollywood.
Yeah, she's not really together. I mean, she's kind of a, you know, she's neurotic, she's confused, she's not sure what she wants, she's impulsive, she has anger issues. I mean, she's not the most, like, she's far from perfection, you know. And it's fun to create a character who is not like, you know, sometimes, you know, in films, the women can be more of like a fantasy woman, like she's not really real. Like I wanted someone as real as possible. I love to write my characters as real as possible. I think it's more fun.
And there's a great moment in that clip where he says, but you're French. And I feel like that kind of sums up the whole film, right?
You're
kind
a pain
of
in the ass, but you're French.
That notion of like just being French will somehow make everything better in a way.
Yeah, I guess French women can get away with a little bit more neurosis, a little bit more, you know, it's a bit more charming, at least for a short time.
Exactly, because that's when the family comes in. And that's when essentially you take any French fantasies people might have about what the French are like and put them through a shredder, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sophisticated people wearing Chanel, you
exactly.
know.
Tell us what you were trying to show with this family.
Well, you know, it's just like, it's always amused me to which extent, like when I see my friends meeting the family or spending time with the family of their husband or wife, you know, it's really hard to deal with the people they come from. It multiplies all the bad side of that. I mean, I just feel it's always, and it's so revealing also about the person.
And a huge amount of the comedy comes from the things that are lost in translation between
the family. Especially with
Mingus.
The dad that doesn't speak a word of English. It's the old-fashioned French. You know, they are like stuck in the French and they're never going to move from it.
And your father, Albert Delpy, as you said, plays your father in the movie. And we actually have a great scene. There's a wonderful scene in the movie where they're at a restaurant and Chris Rock's character, Mingus, comes upon an old friend who's now working for the Obama campaign.
Yeah.
And he thinks he might have the chance to interview Barack Obama because he's actually a radio show host.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie, that's so great.
Papa,
this is wonderful.
Is it true that Mingus, he va interview Obama?
Good Obama. Oh.
Thanks.
He's so good looking, so much better looking than Sarkozy. Oh,
sorry.
Obama, socialist. Yeah.
No, Papa.
I'm not really a socialist.
No.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I love situations where, like, it's embarrassing. You know, this family is just putting his life in, like, 24 hours, basically. His life is hell in such a short time. It's so much fun to torture people, basically, in movies, to make them suffer a little bit.
I want to ask you about something you said earlier about the way women are depicted in films. Mm-hmm. When I look back at a film like Before Sunset and Before Sunrise and some other characters over the years, it's very kind of hazy writing or sort of image of the woman is a little bit romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like when you do things for yourself, you kind of cut the legs off of that fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, am I misreading that or do you think?
Well, you know, those films, Sunrise, Sunset, are very romantic films. You want to keep it sort of that way.
And I don't mean to pick on those in particular because I am a huge fan.
No,
but sort of the woman, they call her the manic pixie dream girl now as a film mm-hmm. trope. The sort of like, she's a little bit crazy and a little bit fun and she'll change your life woman.
Yeah.
You're never that when you get to write it on your own.
No, because I get more into, I like to describe women that are a little bit a handful and kind of not necessarily the dream. I mean, you know, because men get away with it to be all full of flaws and women fall for men full of flaws. They love it. But then for the women, it's not as much like that. And I feel, you know, I don't know. I love describing women that are more real and not perfect. I mean, who is perfect? You know, I don't know anyone perfect, do you? I mean.
But that this woman is someone you could still fall in love with, I guess, is what the film sort
yeah,
of
I mean,
says
she has quality, you know, I'm sure she's good in bed. No, I'm kidding.
Well, it's your character. I think you can go with that.
You know, that's one main thing. You know, she has some quality. I mean, she's obviously, you know, they get along with the character of Mingus, you know. It's probably funny, you know, and things like that, you know.
Moving into directing over time, do you feel as though you've kind of reached a point where you're able to feel confident in that role? I've read in the past you talking about people not being so helpful in that process, you know, especially men in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's a hard thing because, you know, I think directing is very much about problem solving, and it's very rational. It's not something you can take lightly. Not that acting is something you can take lightly, but acting is more emotional, so it's a different kind of job. So I feel a lot of studio heads and stuff, or people, you know, that are handling millions of dollars and putting that on the table to make movies, you know, are very concerned with the fact that, you know, women have the reputation to be more emotional and not as rational or as organized or as, you know, meticulous. I don't know. Something like that.
So do you find that you carry yourself differently in these situations?
No, but the truth is I am an emotional person when I need to be, but I can also completely shut down that part of me. You know, when I know I have to make a movie, I really think of the money that I'm spending. I'm really thinking of the time that I'm spending. I'm just really, really, really focused on making everything work. Just like any other business, you know, I feel like I'm dealing with doing business, you know.
At times, have you felt as though that you're ready to move away from acting? I mean, do you kind of see yourself as a filmmaker at this point?
I love directing, obviously. I love acting too, but I'm never going to stop directing now. I mean, you know, unless no one gives me money. But even if no one gives me money, I have a great sock puppet show I want to do in my back house.
Wait, did you say sock puppet?
Yes. So that's very cheap. No, but it's funny. I have no, you know, a lot of people get stopped by things. And for very many, many years when I tried to become a director, I stopped myself because I was like, oh, I need this amount of money to make the film. I need this to do the film. I need this. And then I decided, you know, forget it. I'm going to make a film for no money. That was my first film, 2 days in Paris. I'm just going to do it, you know. And now I'm kind of in that mode of like, you know, I'm just going to do it. I mean, it's like very freeing. It's like, you know what? No one can stop me at this point.
Actress, writer, and director Julie Delpy. Her latest film is called 2 Days in New York. Julie Delpy, thank you.
Thank you so much.